أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent and Most Merciful, all praise is due to Allah, whose glory cannot be measured, whose bounty is limitless, whose divine decree no one can avert, and whose mercy none can prevent. All praise is due to Allah for having sent the best example, the final prophet and messenger, Muhammad al-Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man who is just and kind, free from sin, a man who we can only dream to follow correctly as Allah has ordained. On the auspicious occasion of his birth anniversary, I would like to honor him by sending our salutations to him and his infallible household, sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammad. On that note, respected scholars, distinguished guests, brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum. We have gathered here on a special night in the hope of gaining an understanding between one another. With tonight's topic, we'll be exploring and discussing some of the prudent and pragmatic ways of achieving unity within the Muslim Ummah. Obviously, this cannot be accomplished in just one single night, but perhaps it will be a stepping stool for us to arrive at a common platform and make a positive difference, inshallah. Needless to say, we are all aware of the various divisions and conflicts that we are being faced with today, all around the world and as a constant basis. It is more evident now than it ever was before, and therefore it is essential that we come together and represent this beautiful Islam. Inshallah, with your collective participation tonight, we will prevent the offshoots of further divisions and ultimately unite under one banner, faced with love and respect. You see, the beating of these hearts are no ordinary beating. Allah has given it so that we may love one another and give hope to all others. As stated in the Holy Quran, for whoever is blind of heart in this world will be blind in the life to come as well, and still farther astray from the path of truth. Therefore, keep your hearts open. Do not break these ties, for we must demolish the walls we have built. Amongst our brothers and sisters, we are clearly divided. This unity is ours for the keeping. We just need to fix the broken roads before any journey can be taken, and we can find common ground to stand upon. Sisters, take hold of each other's hands. Brothers, stand side by side. Allow our love for Allah and our faith in His Islam to be the glue that strengthens us, making these held hands unbreakable and these touching shoulders unmovable. And let us walk together along the path of Allah. I encourage us all, call upon unity, one aim, affirm one concept and one principle, one flourishing community. After all, our linkage is bound by only one God. From the beautiful words of the Holy Quran, our life's manual from Allah, they will ask thee about the spoils of war. Say, all spoils of war belong to the God and the Apostle. Remain then conscious of God and keep alive the bonds of brotherhood amongst yourselves, and pay heed unto God and His Apostle if you are truly believers. The Quran admonishes us against dividing amongst ourselves, as Allah states, and holds on to the robe of Allah without dividing amongst yourselves. Therefore, we can ask the following question. Are we, the Muslims, abiding by this important command? Allah does not admonish that which is not possible. The fact that we have been admonished proves the possibility of divisions taking place. Ironically, the word Ummah has its root derivative from the word Emma, which means one in every aspect. One in aim, principle, concept, and faith. However, the problems we face today are quite antithesis and contradictory to the word itself. Without further ado, it is now my privilege and honor to introduce to you our special guest, Brother Odeh Mahawish, who will present to us some ideas and ways of accomplishing this important task of bridging the elements of our Ummah. Brother Ardeh was born in a devout Sunni family and grew up most of his life in Jordan. He undertook his studies in computers and went to Qom for religious studies and was under Ayatollah Jafar Sirhani. Brother Ardeh is also the author of three amazing books, Fatima the Gracious, At-Tidab al-Muqaddas, and Esra'iyat. He is currently the president of Imam Hussein Center in Minneapolis, and he is also the president of a software company, as well as a professor at St. Thomas' University. We welcome you on behalf of the Tawheed Institute. Needless to mention, we are also blessed with the presence of Brother Hassan al-Jabari, Brother Muhammad Jaffa, and Brother Ali Khadban, who will be also participating in the program this evening. We'll first begin tonight's program with the recitation of the Holy Quran for our Brother Hassan.
Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. A pleasure to be here, alhamdulillah. Blessed night, blessed people, blessed place, blessed gathering. May Allah bless us all, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات
ولم تظلم منه شيئا